Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, your virtual life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Today we're going to be talking about a topic that is critically important to your spiritual development. The topic is growing up in Christ. Learning how to grow up in Christ is absolutely essential in preparing ourselves for our Lord's return, and I believe His return is imminent. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, Jesus said that He is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle, a church that is holy and without blemish. If we want to be a part of that church, then we have to prepare ourselves. How can we be part of the church without spot or wrinkle, holy and without blemish, for which our Lord is coming back? One of the most important things we can do is to learn to know and understand the difference between a carnal Christian and a spiritually mature Christian, and then to apply that knowledge and understanding to our own lives. Have you ever wondered why some people who become born again often continue in the same old habits that they practiced before they were born again? For example, they may still smoke, overeat, or lose their temper. They may still gossip, become irritated, or impatient. Perhaps you are one of those people who was born again but is having trouble breaking bad habits. You've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, but you still can't quit smoking, for instance, or you're still having trouble controlling your temper, or you still overeat. You know that what you are doing is not right. You want to do right, but you can't seem to break the bad habit. What's the problem? The answer to this question is very simple. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you were given a new spirit, but you were not given a new soul or a new body. And this is where your problem lies, in your soul and in your body. In the Bible, the two of these combined are called the flesh. Since your soul and your body were not born again when you became a Christian, your soul and your body will continue to act just as they've always acted until you train them to do otherwise. This training involves bringing your soul and your body under the control of your spirit. If you are born again, yet are still struggling with old habits, you have not yet learned to bring your flesh nature under the control of your spirit nature. You are still what the Bible calls a carnal Christian. What is a carnal Christian? The word carnal comes from the Latin word carne, which means flesh. A carnal Christian is a Christian who lives according to the dictates of his flesh and not of his spirit. He is a Christian who is ruled by his flesh instead of being ruled by his spirit. In the Bible, the term flesh refers to the body and to the soul of man. Some people believe that these are the only two parts of man, but the Bible tells us differently in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. There we read the following prayer of the Apostle Paul. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This scripture passage makes it very clear that God created us with three parts, a spirit, a soul, and a body. Actually, you are a spirit, you have a soul which consists of your intellect, your emotions, and your will, and you live in a body. The fact that man is made up of three parts is not surprising, since God made us in His own image, and He is a three-part being, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we refer to our spirit, we mean the very core of our being, who we really are deep down inside. When you are born again, God gives you a new spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 tells us that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So, when you were born again, you actually became a new person on the inside. This new spirit you received when you were born again is perfect and righteous in God's sight. But your soul and your body have not yet been made perfect. Your soul is that part of you that consists of your intellect, your emotions, and your will. Another way of describing the soul is to say it is the realm of your thinker, your feeler, and your chooser. Your body is the housing for both your soul and your spirit. It is what I like to call your earth suit. Just as an astronaut needs a space suit to walk in space, so do you need an earth suit to live on the earth. And that earth suit is your physical body. Now, God designed us to operate in such a way that our spirit should rule our entire human system. In other words, in order for us to operate the way God intended for us to operate, our soul and our body should be under the control of our spirit. In the carnal Christian, however, this is not the case, because the carnal Christian allows his flesh, that is his mind, his feelings, his will, and his body, to control his spirit. As I mentioned earlier, when we are born again by accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord, God gives us a new spirit, but we still have the same old soul and the same old body. It is these two parts of us, our soul and our body, that have to be brought under the control of our spirit. Well, how is this done? It is done through a process that the Bible calls the renewing of the mind, a process described in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Therefore, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What does this verse mean? It means that we are transformed or changed into the likeness of Christ by renewing our minds. Well, what does renewing our minds mean? It means to change our way of thinking so that it agrees with God's way of thinking. How can we know God's way of thinking? By studying the Bible, because that is where God's way of thinking is revealed to us. In other words, as we line up our thinking with what God says in the Bible, our minds will be renewed. Then what? Then we will prove, or in other words, we will experience the good and acceptable and perfect will of God for our lives. What this scripture passage is saying is that in order for us to experience all the good things that God has planned for us, we have to make our way of thinking agree with His way of thinking. In other words, with what God says in His Word. Let me give you a practical example. Suppose someone speaks harsh words of anger to you. Your first thought might be to speak harsh words of anger in return. That would be the response of the carnal Christian. But God commands us to respond to harsh, angry words with soft, kind words. He says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, that a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. In such a situation, a spiritually mature Christian would bite his tongue and respond to anger with kindness, whereas a carnal Christian would respond to anger with anger. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 describes the carnal Christian. In this passage, the Apostle Paul writes, "For you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?" We see from this passage that the life of the carnal Christian is characterized by envy, strife, and division. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21 describe other characteristics of the carnal Christian, or the Christian who is ruled by his flesh. Let's read that passage. "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." In light of all that we've discussed so far, let me ask you a question at this point. Are you a carnal Christian? Are you ruled by your feelings, your moods, your own personal agenda, or are you ruled by God's word? Perhaps you're thinking, how can I ever be a spiritually mature Christian? I'm having so much trouble overcoming bad habits that it seems impossible. If you're thinking this, let me encourage you. First of all, if you are a born-again Christian, you already have within you the power of God to be ruled by your spirit. That power was given to you when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. All you have to do is tap into it through prayer, through memorization of Scripture, and through in-depth study of the Word of God. As you meditate on God's Word, you will be renewing your mind, and at the same time, you will be strengthening your spirit. And as your spirit grows stronger, it will begin to rule your flesh more and more, until your flesh is totally submitted to the rule of your spirit. Then you will be a spiritually mature Christian. Allow Jesus Christ to live His life through you. That is the secret to being ruled by the Spirit. If you are not a born-again Christian, but would like to tap into the power of God for your life, you can do so today. As I pray the following prayer, simply repeat it after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I admit that I am a sinner in need of your mercy and grace. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died for me, and that you rose again on the third day. I invite you now to come into my life. I receive you as my personal Savior and as the Lord of my life. Make of me all that you created me to be. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, you are a now born-again Christian. I invite you to write to me, Dr. Maryann DiIorio, at Dr. Maryann, that's M-A-R-Y-A-N-N, at Maryann DiIorio, that's DiIorio.com. I would like to send you a little booklet that will help get you started in your Christian walk. In addition, I invite you to visit my website at MaryannDiIorio.com. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, remember that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the Word.